Okay, 9:01 a.m. We'll go ahead and call this special meeting of the Coryell County Commissioners Court to order at this time, noting that all members of the court are present. For those of you that are here in person, if you got an electronic device, we'd ask that you place it on silence at this time. And for those of you participating by Zoom, we'd ask that you place your device on mute until such time that you'd need to address the court. We'll begin this morning with a word of prayer. God, our Father in heaven above, we're so grateful to have you in our lives, and we come before you today humbly asking for the forgiveness of our sins. Lord, we're so thankful for the many blessings that you continue to bestow upon us. We're thankful for the cooler weather and the rains that you've given us, so much needed in this part of the area. And Lord, we also ask, we also thank you for the first responders, both law enforcement, our military services, our emergency services, that provide security and care for us here on earth, much as you do watching over us in heaven. Lord, as always, we ask that you would place your hand of wisdom and guidance upon this court so we may do here on earth we ask all these things in your son's holy name. Amen.
Amen.
And we pledge to our flags. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. On the Texas flag, I pledge allegiance to thee, Texas, one state, under God, one and indivisible. The next item on our agenda is the public forum. Citizens may address the court on any matter other than matters concerning county personnel or matters under litigation. Each citizen will be allocated 5 minutes with a total time not to exceed 30 minutes. Is there anyone here in person that would like to address the court this morning? Seeing and hearing none, is there anyone that is participating by Zoom that would like to address the court this morning? Seeing and hearing none, we'll move on to item number 5 on the agenda, which is a budget workshop, the intent and purpose of today's meeting. As we concluded yesterday, there were several amendments that I believe the court wished to make to the proposed budget. Given that the time that we concluded that meeting, I had asked the court for leniency so that we may get those amendments input into the budget so that we would have something to discuss later today. So if there is no objection from the court, I would ask that we recess until 1:30 today.
I would object to that. I think that we need to give the auditor some guidance on completing these things and make sure that he has all aspects of it that he needs to put in the budget.
Well, very good, Commissioner. And I'm glad you were able to be here today. I believe we did. I believe we did give some very directed guidance to the auditor, and that's what he and I are trying to work on.
Yeah, I listened to it yesterday, Judge. It wasn't that I was absent, but I planned a trip 3 years ago with my family.
Okay.
And
didn't ask for an explanation.
Oh, I know, but I'm going to give it to you anyway.
Okay, fair enough.
Hey, I always ask for an
Commissioner,
explanation.
Commissioner,
I'm not going to settle down. I'm tired of this outbreak stuff. Don't you look at
Let them settle their stuff. He called him out in court yesterday. That's right. Wasn't here to defend him.
That is correct.
Called him out on what?
When you said there were commissioners that withheld information during the flooding event.
Absolutely, because you brought up the emergency management piece thing. Exactly. Did you not?
Yes.
Okay, so I addressed it.
Yep. It all boils down to this. We have a task. We have a job to do, okay? And I feel that in my conversations with the auditor, maybe not your conversations with the auditor, that I don't think we've given him enough guidance to fulfill what he needs to put into this budget. It is ridiculous that we go and go and go and go and try to ask for this budget to start at an earlier mark of the year to where we don't end up at this deadline at the very end, and that's when things are missed and issues happen. There is no perfect budget, not a proposed budget, not a past budget. There's no perfect budget.
At the risk of getting in trouble for interrupting, the auditor's here.
I know.
And so, Judge, if the auditor needs some direction.
I agree.
There's just items in the budget that I'm hearing the commissioners want,
things that you want, Judge.
Yep.
And I feel that if we go back and work on this budget, that there's going to be items in that budget that they don't want. So I'm trying to, I guess, maximize our time we have left before tomorrow to ensure that we produce a budget that will be voted on.
And I've got no issues with that. And what I believe that the probably the biggest contentious point from what I've heard from the commissioners is probably the emergency management position.
That would be one of them.
Okay. And with that being said, there is some statutory guidelines that the commissioner's court can't. They can't not fund necessary functions of a department. Okay. Emergency management falls under the county judge. Just does. I didn't write the statute, but that's the way it is. And it's been very evident to me over the past couple of years that some members of this court target the county judge. And that's fine. I mean, if that's you know, how it wants to be or how it's going to play out, that's fine. And we can settle it in the district court. That's where we'll settle it, because I'm prepared.
I agree that by statute, the county judge is the emergency management coordinator or director of a county. But nothing says that you have to have a position also, because there are lots of counties that do not. And we've been operating without it for 2 years. I know you don't think the flooding went well, but, you know, I thought it was handled as well as could be. I did visit with all those people, didn't withhold anything, but I didn't wake anybody up neither. I relayed the information to everybody that I thought needed it or could receive it. So I think everybody that sits up here got it. I don't know. But anyways, my whole point to it is we've been operating without it for a period of time. And if, you know, I don't see filling a position that you're not going to use.
You got an opportunity to vote on it tomorrow.
Judge, I know, but we need to.
If I could also weigh in a little bit, he is exactly correct. It's not our obligation to have an emergency management person. You are the incident commander and you are the emergency management person when, in fact, one is missing. We are not talking about defunding that department.
Yes, you are.
No, we were going to put $10,000 in there for contract services. That would allow you to be able to contract out when and as needed. That is not defunding the department.
I'm not going to get into semantics.
Okay. Well, it's not semantics.
It is semantics.
No, that's a fact. We will not be defunding that department. We will give you the resources.
You've got an opportunity to vote on it tomorrow.
Okay.
My suggestion, Mr. Auditor, that it not be in there.
That's a good suggestion.
Right.
But
Thank
it'll
you.
Be in there.
Thank you.
It'll be in there.
Yeah.
You know, Judge, several times you said yesterday as we were going through, and one of my fears is you say, well, I won't support that. Okay. Even though three or four people on the court would say, yeah, I think that's a good idea. And you'd say, I can't support that. So then you'd mark down in your little notebook of what you were going to put in the final proposed budget that we will vote on. So, yes, I do kind of concern. It's kind of like when we all agreed at the very beginning that the clerks would be at 31,000. And I look back at your final proposed budget and you have them at 30,000. I mean, we sat here and discussed that. And to me, that's just taken away at the last minute. I, for one, think we should remove the emergency management coordinator position, not defund the department, leaving some money in there for us to utilize during an emergency.
Again, you'll have a vote tomorrow.
Okay.
You all have a vote tomorrow.
I have one other, well, a couple others. Already addressed the clerks that was changed to 30,000, and I think it should be 31,000.
I agree.
I could have sworn we had repeated discussions about setting them at that level. And that level, you know, it just goes back to not having a salary schedule set. I think you want to load the budget up and then do the salary schedule. And that is so backwards.
No, it's not backwards. I mean, you tell me anything that I've done in this budget process that violates the statutes.
I love
you. You don't like the way I might have done it, but there's nothing statutorily incorrect. Okay. And I would argue with you and propose that to vote on pieces of the budget prior to being proposed and prior to have a hearing violates the state statutes.
Not voting. We're voting on a salary schedule, which is all
a piece of the budget, which is a piece of the budget.
You know, the way it was done before you got here with FIRTH, it seemed to work just great.
I know exactly what they did.
We have a vote tomorrow on that.
Yes, we do.
So I guess my question is, why are y'all even meeting the rest of the day or this afternoon?
Yeah.
I mean, what's the purpose, Judge?
I have no
idea. Well, today was to get together the comments and the feedback from yesterday to put it in so that it could be delivered to the commissioners to review this afternoon and see if there were any major components to it that were out of line.
Does Arthur have any direction? I should say firm direction on whether or not he ought to be preparing a draft budget to be considered tomorrow with a clerk's pay of 30 or 31. Has that issue been resolved, or are we still in disagreement about that issue?
I think we're still in disagreement about that issue.
Okay, good. I mean, that's lots of changes.
There are lots of changes, and we can sit down here and, you know, talk ad nauseum, which does nothing more than put myself and the auditor behind.
Well, you ought to be able to know that tomorrow the budget is not going to get approved as you propose it, and the auditor is going to be behind all that because somebody's going to make those changes in the budget before it is published. And of course, it's not going to be me because I'm the county attorney, not the auditor, the county judge. But I've got all my questions answered. I'm not going to waste any more of my time.
Okay, very good.
I have one other that I'd like to address.
Absolutely.
I think it's very important. Yesterday, I asked, I could have sworn, and I need others to confirm this, that I asked if there was an additional employee being added to the county clerk's department. I've gone back and counted. And I think there's an additional employee being added in the clerk's department and under a new title that I've never heard of, under a land manager. I've never heard a land manager title in the county clerk's office prior. So my best counting is there were 8 employees last year, 9 including Ms. Newton, and this year there's 9. So I look back at, you know, her proposal, and it's kind of confusing because she has 8 employees listed here, but then she's got a land manager up there. So nowhere in here to say I'm adding it. I just think there is, and I'd like a neutral party to really take a look at that. And I don't have a problem with it, but it should have been addressed with the court. Justin Latham came in and asked for extra bodies. The sheriff department came in and very clearly asked for extra, bodies. But to find one in a proposed budget that we never had a discussion about kind of bothers me. And yesterday when I asked, did we add another body to the county clerk's office? The answer I got was no, and I think there was. So we just need to resolve that. And then last, the non-departmental S010-1409-0495. We had a lot of discussion about whether that was going to be at 80, 70, 10. I think that's one where you said I can't support that. To Mr. Belt's thing, putting $80,000 in a miscellaneous non-departmental, I have a hard time telling the taxpayers what that's going to be used for. I just think it's unneeded. So if you'll take all those into account, I'm kind of with Mr. Belt. I guess we'll have to deal with it tomorrow.
Okay. Does this court wish to reconvene this afternoon or not?
I would like to reconvene only to get the completed proposed budget. But if we can get that without it, I just want that so I can go over it tonight.
Well, I want to give you every opportunity. And that was what I had proposed yesterday. I believe you indicated that you were in concurrence with that. And so that's what I'm still working towards.
So the your objective this afternoon would be just to get the proposed budget, look at it, and go, okay, let's depart, or are we going to go through it and make actual changes again? Or is that going to be the budget that you are going to stand behind and say, this is the one that's coming to court tomorrow?
Given the feedback that I've heard and that I've seen, trying to program that into the budget so that you can see it. Because there's an implication on what that tax rate then looks like. If you don't wish to look at that this afternoon, that's the court's prerogative. But I'm trying to give you that opportunity.
I wish very much to look at it, so I'll be here to receive my final proposed budget.
Okay. I will too.
I'll be here.
Okay, very good. That being the case, we are in recess until 1:30 this afternoon. Thank you.